Next up is ordinance committee, which is eligible to begin, but if we could have 5 minutes to address, Solicitor Conley is trying to enter the building.
5 minute recess granted.
Chairman McAllister, Councilman Corley, and Councilman Sinapi, we in the chamber are ready, if the members of the committee are ready.
Yes, sir. I think we just got to get back online here. All right. I call the ordinance committee at 6:15. First up is acceptance of the minutes for the June 29th meeting. Do I have a motion? Mr. Sinapi makes a motion for favorable action. Do I have a second? I'll second that. All in favor?
All right.
Next is a motion. We need a motion to accept the minutes for the July 13th meeting. Do I have a motion?
So
moved. Okay, that's a motion for favorable action. Can I have a second? I'll second it. All those in favor? Aye. Thank you. Next is acceptance of the minutes for the July 17th meeting. I'll make a motion to accept the minutes. Do I have a second?
Second.
It's been moved and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. And finally, acceptance of the minutes for the September 21st. I'll make a motion for favorable action. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second. All those in favor? Aye. Thank you.
Aye.
First off on the agenda is PCO 15-19, an ordinance regarding to health insurance for city's employees. This is Councilman Lanniser and Council President Marola.
Hold to October 19th.
I'll make a motion on behalf of the sponsor to hold to October 19th. Do I have a second?
Second.
It's been moved and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Next is PCO 9-20, an ordinance in regards to amending Chapter 40-30, PCO 8-18, smoking prohibited in public schools and on school grounds. This is for first passage, but it's not passed, not drafted. Councilwoman Travis.
Yes, I'd like to hold that to the first meeting in December. We haven't had a chance to meet yet. I'm trying to get the committee to meet. So we should be meeting shortly.
Okay, I will make a motion on behalf of the sponsor to hold into the December 7th meeting. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
And that'll close the ordinance committee at 6:18.
Next up is public safety.
Councilman Ricks, Councilman Howe, are you ready?
All set, Mr. Chairman. Ready.
All right, first order of business, acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting held on June 26th.
Move favorable action.
Second.
Motion made and seconded, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Next, we have July 13th minutes.
Move favorable action.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Next, we have August 17th minutes.
Move favorable action.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And then September 21st minutes.
Move favorable action.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. First on the agenda is PCO 4-20, an ordinance relative to the installation of traffic control signs. Councilman Lanniser. Councilman Lanniser? We can't hear you.
Sorry, yes, because I was muted, which is very unusual, but. Nonetheless, hold until October 19th.
Per request of the sponsor, hold PCO 4-20 till October 19th.
I'll second that. Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next, we have a resolution, PCR 10-20, a resolution relative to the installation of a crosswalk in the vicinity of 333 Sandy Lane. Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to ask for favorable action on that item. This was something that was approved by the traffic study from the police department. It was approved by the council, and also at the request of many of my constituents, as well as parishioners from St. Kevin's Church. It's also supported by those folks. And before COVID kicked in, it was said that this would take a bit of time because it involved a curb cut, and they would have to have some monies to do the curb cut. Also for the striping of the walk, and that this would take some time. I think almost a year now of waiting for this, and this has been on this calendar for some time. I think that waiting for a year certainly has been very patient on my part, as well as the constituents that live in that area. We have one individual who is legally blind that prompted this discussion taking place, and he was joined by others in that area, seniors in that area, as well as parents in that area whose youngsters attend St. Kevin's School. These folks are having to cross the street at that particular location, which is almost directly across from St. Kevin's Rectory. And that is actually a very dangerous area. And it is especially dangerous for seniors and this particular individual who is legally blind. So I am asking for support from my colleagues to pass this resolution and get this crosswalk completed. It'll be a year next month that this was passed and approved. So I am requesting favorable action on PCR 10-20 in hopes that we can get this done and protect those folks in that particular area. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So I have a couple things with this one. Number one, and possibly one of the more important parts, there's a crosswalk about 100 feet to the right of where St. Kevin's Church has its entrance. So I get, if I'm St. Kevin's Church, I want a crosswalk right in front of the church too. Sure, of course, convenience alone. But given that there's one 100 feet to the right, it's odd to me that we'd be spending 30 grand roughly to get this one put in when it's not needed, given the one directly to the right. I get that it's preferred. I get that we'd want it there. But I mean, I had the same issue in Pontiac when it comes to these curb cuts for ADA compliance, where the state wouldn't do it for us for the same reason. It's too expensive. Didn't matter that it was better to have it where we wanted it. It didn't matter that we would prefer it, because as they pointed out, what I'm pointing out, that there was a crosswalk about 100 feet or so to one side. So too bad, so sad, they told us. The only way we got away with it was because there were already curb cuts down that we convinced them to do as like a pre-existing non-conforming condition. Unfortunately, when it looks like at St. Kevin's, I'm not sure that exists there. But either way, given that we got COVID going on and there's money's tight, I can't really rationalize spending 30 grand on something like this. It just doesn't make sense to me. And I would expect someone, if this was in my ward, to tell me the same thing, I'm going to be honest, because I just can't do it. But any other members of the committee have anything to say? Councilman Howe.
Thank you. First, I'd like to start off by saying, if there's one thing I've learned is that Councilman Lattiser, from his mentoring me to working with him on different committees, he will advocate and he will always come up with ideas. And I, one of the things I absolutely admire about you, Councilman, and I know you're advocating and fighting for your ward. I am going to use a different wording than what the chairman just used, but I can give you these examples. I met with the mayor where Tennessee, Pavilion, Wyoming, and Massachusetts all meet in one big cluster of roads, and there's no outline, and the stop signs are about a good 20 feet before the intersection, so cars are always kind of rolling through and rolling by. So, and that's something we talked about, and I sat with the mayor's office. One of the other things is, like, we have some areas that aren't ADA. From the last administration, 20 years, they had to be able to fix that. They didn't fix it. Where I know that we're in the process of talking with Congress right now about maybe possibly trying to see what else we can do with that as far as funding and meeting those, like, those cuts. There's quite a bit in my ward. That was one I gave you. There's another one that goes over in Puritan, on Buckland, where the road is narrow and there's literally trees, and we've got to narrow that down. And again, Councilman Lattiser, everything comes down to cost. And every time I sit down, I say, here are the needs. We're trying to find creative ways to make this happen. And the reason why I say this is, I do know you said a year ago, it was talked about, it was approved. And you're absolutely right. Since March, we've been in COVID. Since March, we've, the airport, we're not expecting the revenue, and we're finding creative ways to make it happen. And knowing that, I think going on what the chairman said, knowing that we have so many, every ward, we have these challenges and these things that we'd like to address. And there's a big old question mark and a dark cloud of funding. I have to side with him on that. And I want to make it clear to you, Councilman, it's not because you're not fighting for your constituents. It's not because it's not deserved. I think all of us in our ward advocating for our ward, we all have a project that we really want to see get done. And right now, in the reality of things, it's just not happening. So I personally will work with you in hoping that this moves forward, but I can't support making it an ordinance. Thank you, or a resolution.
Mr. Chairman? If I may?
As long as Councilman Ricks doesn't have anything to say, and then we can pop to the full council.
Sure.
I'd like to reserve my comment at this moment, but I did have a comment in mind. I would like to hear from Councilman Lattiser first.
Now, members of the council, Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, Don. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So I find it interesting in recent times how affordability is so selective, and how some things are affordable and some other things are not affordable. I find it interesting that the chairman doesn't see a need for a crosswalk in this particular area, because there's another crosswalk about 100 feet down the street. And I find that interesting, because across the street from the very building I'm sitting in, there's probably a half a dozen raised sidewalks, let alone crosswalks. Raised sidewalk crosswalks right across the street from the very building I'm sitting in. And when I go through Connecticut, I see a significant amount of crosswalks going through the village of Connecticut. And that's okay. Those were okay. And it was done, probably before our time, But now I'm looking for a crosswalk that we have already approved. The city council has approved it. And my recall says it was unanimously approved by the city council. And now it doesn't make sense because we have one 100 feet down the street. But it makes sense to have someone who is elderly, who is legally blind, youngsters coming from that particular street, crossing over Sandy Lane. It doesn't make sense. And it's okay that they should have to traipse down the road to another 100 feet or so. But yet we have the same scenario right across the street from this building, the same scenario going through Connecticut, and it's okay for those areas. It makes sense in those areas. I guess I'm calmly upset with the fact that this was unanimously approved by this council, but now I can't get the support to pass a resolution to get it done. So again, the fate of this crosswalk and the interest of my constituents in that area, as well as their safety, is in your hands, I guess. I appreciate Councilman Howe's comments that he will work and help to get this crosswalk implemented. And whatever the fate is of the committee on my request to get this done, certainly will not stand in the way of me pursuing this crosswalk for my constituents in what I know to be in the interest of their safety and what I know is a mere, it's not certainly, we're not talking millions of dollars here. We're not talking about DPW coming down to clear out a couple of hundred feet of a drainage ditch because it was overgrown with weeds and we can afford to take care of those things. But now we don't have the money to do the crosswalk and we don't have the need for it because there's another one 100 feet down the road. So as I said earlier, I am asking for favorable action on this respectfully, and I leave it into the committee's hands. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So a few quick points. Number one, pointing to other crosswalks that exist does not address the fact that you're asking for an extremely expensive one to be put in place at a time where revenue nationally, let alone locally, has been reduced to almost to nothing thanks to COVID. Obviously something outside of everyone's control. And again, we've all seen the traffic report for this. No one doubts that it would, the area would be better for a crosswalk. In fact, I think that's probably a safe bet normally, in fact, with probably some exceptions, but still. The point is that currently the crosswalk that exists there is fully functional, and pointing to other expenditures as if it somehow is favoritism or that other things were more worthy. I mean, I think that kind of misses the mark, especially when you're talking about a drainage area where if weeds overgrow it, then it can't actually accomplish its goal and cannot drain, and then properties will get flooded. That's a problem. It's not like a drainage ditch right next door solves that problem because it doesn't exist. Hence why you have to clear the one in question. or the properties will flood. That's how they work. Councilman Ricks, you had raised your hand.
Thank you, Chairman. Well, considering that the City Council did pass this last year, and considering that the public safety issue has not gone away, I would support this for the same reasons that I, and I believe the rest of the council, supported this last year. I understand that, especially in this time, more than ever, the city has to do certain belt tightening, and that's not always going to be pleasant. But we also have to make sure that the city is getting its business done as always. That includes addressing some of these public safety concerns. That's also why we had the traffic study. I know that if traffic studies are put in for things such as placement of these crosswalks, it's not always going to get a favorable response from the traffic unit. Oftentimes, the traffic unit will recognize that based on the amount of foot traffic in a particular area and the proximity of other crosswalks, they would recommend against an additional crosswalk, because under the, I believe it's the National Traffic Highway Safety Administration guidelines, there's the tendency to try to have fewer impediments to vehicles as they move down the street. After all, if you have too many crosswalks in a particular area, then vehicles will may tend to take them less seriously. However, even using those types of standards, I see that a favorable traffic study did come back. And last year, we did support this. I'm not 100% certain where the figure of $30,000 for the curb cut comes from. I have no doubt that it does cost more than most of us would generally expect just to do a curb cut and put some signs up, put some paint or whatever material exactly they use on the ground for the crosswalk. I'm not sure if $30,000 is the number or not. I'd expect that perhaps the city would be able to lower that amount, especially since we're using our own workers instead of hiring out third-party contractors. And I know that this has been the sort of issue that's come up in Ward 2 as well, over on Elmwood Ave. It used to be that we had three crosswalks between the city line and Post Road on Elmwood Ave. And when the state was doing some work on that state road, I sent in a request to the State Traffic Commission, appeared at a hearing there. And one of the additions that they made to the original plans based on feedback from myself and constituents was adding a couple of additional crosswalks, because that distance between those three existing crosswalks, it simply wasn't getting the job done. There were people who found it too far to walk from one to the next to cross where they needed to go. And so the State Traffic Commission considered the factors. They had an expert opinion, and thankfully they voted in favor of and implemented those changes. And now Elmwood Ave is significantly safer for those folks, because after all, when we're talking about public safety and crosswalks, really we're talking about people getting hit by cars. Now, obviously people should not be crossing the street where there isn't a crosswalk, but we also have to realize that we need to make sure that there are sufficient crosswalks placed in locations where we should reasonably expecting pedestrians to cross. So for those reasons, I would continue to support the placement of the crosswalk at that location.
Councilman Howe.
Thank you. For clarification, just in the points of conversation, I'm going to reiterate what I said. I feel, you know, you brought up, Mr. Chairman, that there was another crosswalk, and I understand the council voted for this, and I just want to say this for clarification. A year ago, the council voted for it. A year ago, I was able to have functions at my house. A year ago, I drove myself to work every day. So a year ago, I had 30 students sitting in front of me. We're adapting. There is an accessibility forum. This project is due to get done, but I will not support this because at this time, under the writing it is now, because as already been said, it was already approved by the council. It's a matter of funding. It is a matter of funding. There is an option for the people to cross over to the church to get to where they have to go. It is not an open Wild West show. There is some structure and order there. This will get done. Now is just not the time. Thank you.
Any other members of the council? Any members of the public wish to speak? Doesn't look like it. Given that, we can entertain a motion. I'd move unfavorable action.
Second and unfavorable action.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Nay.
2-1. Unfavorable action. Next is PCR 87-20, resolution relative to claims, Charles Adoyan. I have information about this.
I see Mr. Adoyan online, Councilman.
Oh, that is perfect.
Chairman, I now see that one of the listen-in callers has their hand raised. I'm not certain whether that hand was raised before or after our last vote was taken.
It wasn't, because I was looking at it to try to figure out if there was anyone who wanted to speak.
It was raised after.
Attorney Walsh, I apologize. I don't recall. Was this one of the ones where we needed to fix the top of the affidavit, or were we in the clear on that one, Mr. Adoyan?
I believe he is present, and if we could verbally swear him in and cure any other defects would supplement any other issues we have presented.
Well, that would be perfect. Phil, can we make it so that he can chime in?
He can unmute now. Mr. Adoyan, you can unmute. Mr. Adoyan, you can unmute now.
Looks like he's trying because his hand went away. Oh, wait, Lynn, if he's on his computer, he doesn't have a microphone, right?
Oh, he said that the other night.
He can call in on one of the 800 numbers and he would show up on a phone number.
Yep, I had told him that as well.
Maybe that number's him. That 316 number. Oh, actually, wait, no, I know it's him. I have his phone number. Yeah, that is Mr. Adoyan on the phone, 316-6557.
I've allowed that one to open also. You can, Mr. Adoyan, you can now unmute the phone. I believe it's star 6, Mr. Adoyan.
6, okay.
Oh, there you go.
There we are.
All right. Can you hear me?
Sure can.
Okay. I don't have audio on my my computer, just video. So I'm using audio through my cell phone simultaneously as I'm watching the computer screen, the video.
It gets the job done. Solicitor Walsh, do we have Lynn Swearman?
Yeah, Mr. Doyen, can you please state your name for the record, sir?
Yes, Charles A. Doyen Jr.
And Lynn, would you please swear Mr. Doyen in?
Hi, Mr. Doyen. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Attorney Walsh, do we need anything specifically for him for this?
Mr. Doyen, a few of the items in your affidavit, while duplicative in some nature, were left blank in here. So if we could just have you verbally attest to the missing pieces, I think that would clarify the issue that the chairperson has raised.
Yes, no problem.
So please state your full name.
Yeah, Charles A. Doyen Jr.
And being duly sworn, do you hereby depose and state that you have petitioned the City Council of the City of Warwick for compensation for losses arising from an incident which occurred on, and if you could state the date of the incident?
Yes, March 10th, 2020.
And this incident was a result of, please provide a brief description.
Yes, the garbage truck lifted two of my large bins. The first one lifted it and he hit my cast iron lamppost, knocking it off the top part of it with the globe, ripping the electrical out. And then the globe came down, damaged my vinyl fence. The second bin was picked up, and when it was lowered, it was lowered too fast. The cover came back and hit another section of picket fence, breaking some of the pickets, the top sections of the pickets. I had a live video through the Ring doorbell, which Officer Green, the first officer that responded to the scene, reviewed three times. But the problem was that after 60 days, the video is automatically deleted through Ring, and because of the COVID-19 problem, the claims did not go over to the Department of Public Works until, I believe, June 9th. So there was a gap, more than a 60-day gap before I got a call from the young lady over at the Department of Public Works. So prior to that, the video was automatically deleted, but Officer Green, who was the first officer to respond, had reviewed that video three times. I played it back for him.
Okay. And just to complete the gaps here, the affidavit that you have signed is dated on March 31st of 2020, and the written petition to the council is similarly dated. Is this the date that the claim was filed with the finance department?
Yes, I have a postal signature here. The claim was, I have it right here. My certified mail receipt shows, I have it here. Oh, here it is here. April 2nd, 2020 at 9:23 a.m. It was received at the claims department.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, any other? I return it back to you.
Question for you. Is the cutoff of the trust 1500?
No.
I'm sorry. That's for Attorney Walsh, whether or not the cutoff is for the trust.
This is below the threshold.
Right. Is the threshold 1500 or is it higher? I ask because it looks like he has a transportation cost of at least 500. And so if you
add that to either the two estimates on the right, he goes over 1,500.
Hold 1 second, please.
Yep. And Mr. Adoyan, while he looks at that, how much did you end up paying out of pocket?
I haven't had the work done. I've been holding up until it was reviewed.
Sorry to interrupt. The deductible at the trust is $2,500.
All right, so no matter what, it's going to be under that.
Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you.
Thank you. So Mr. Adoyan definitely submitted three estimates. In fact, technically he submitted more than that.
I submitted three.
Now, the department recommended approval of $913.80, but correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Adoyan, does that only cover the welding?
That covers the welding. That covers the transportation to return the cast iron lamppost to the facility. And then once that's the top portion is welded, then there was a broken piece on the top portion. Once that's welded, then the whole unit is welded to the top of the lamppost. It includes the electrical, setting up the post, and then the facility would have two men come down with a truck to pick up the lamppost, which weighs about between 400 and 500 pounds. And then once the welding is done, then they would return it, set it up, and rewire it.
All right, so it sounds like the $913.80 would make you whole, based on what
you're
saying.
Yes, that's
correct. Does any other members of the committee have any questions?
No, Mr. Chairman. I'm confident with the claim.
Any members of the council have any questions? Any members of the public have any questions? Seeing none, we can entertain a motion.
Move for favorable action in the amount requested.
So that's for $913.80. I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, you're all set, Mr. Adoyan. Thank you for taking the time out.
All right. Thank you, Councilman.
Next is PCR 88-20, resolution relative to claims, Stephen Prickett. So this was the one that we had expressed that we plan to vote down per our prior precedent when it came to this kind of incident. Is Mr. Prickett available by chance? Unless he's the Galaxy J7 Prime or Zoom user, I'm guessing the answer is no. So I guess it's the pleasure of the committee. Do we want to hold it again for him, or do we want to vote it down?
Mr. Chairman, may I ask the city clerk, was he given notification that his attendance was requested?
Yes, he was, Councilman.
Thank you.
I did not hear from him.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Mr. Chairman, I'm fine to vote if that's your pleasure.
Yeah, and I'm going to be honest. I'm not sure what he could say that would change my mind anyway, given the nature of what's been explained to us by the police and by the claimant himself. And given that he was given the opportunity to show up and not only didn't show up, but didn't contact the clerk to state that he could not, I don't really see any reason not to put it down now rather than dragging it out. Any other members of the committee wish to speak?
Move unfavorable action.
Motion made and seconded. I should ask first. Members of the council, anyone have anything to say? Members of the public? All right, seeing none, the motion was made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Next, we have PCR 90-20, resolution relative to the installation of a speed limit sign and a stop sign on Bay Vista Place and Highland Avenue. It's Councilman Morrell. Councilman Morrell.
If you can hang 1 second, please. The council president is approaching the desk.
Yeah. Does anyone see the traffic study in the binder? I might have just flipped past it, in all fairness.
Yes. Can you hear me,
president?
Okay? Hi.
Yep. So we have your PCR 90-20 resolution relative to the installation of a speed limit sign and a stop sign on Bay Vista Place and Highland Avenue.
That was supported by a traffic study.
All right. Resolution request for signage and supported by a traffic study. Any members of the committee have any questions?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Any members of the council have any questions? Any members of the public have any questions? All right, seeing none, we can entertain a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And Lynn, unless I missed something, I believe that's it for public safety.
You've got it. That's all. Thank you.
All right, public safety adjourns at 6:57 p.m.
So the Intergovernmental Committee is up next. Chairman Corley, Councilman Howe, Councilman McElroy.
Ready to go.
Ready.
Okay, the Intergovernmental Committee meeting will begin at 6:45. Give or take a few minutes.
6:58.
Okay, 6:58 is fine. I know that we have minutes from the last several meetings. Let me get to that tab. A minute for the June 29th meeting.
June 26th, Mr. Chairman, move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The next one I have is July 13th.
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
August 17th.
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
September 21.
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And that's it for the minutes. There was there is, once again, I don't have a separate calendar for the intergovernmental, but I know that there is.
The first item, number. Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Chairman.
Oh.
I have PCR 182-19, I know. Oh, never mind. That's wrong.
Mr. Chairman, I believe it's PCR 196-19, a resolution to the General Assembly for additional funding for the Warwick Public Schools, sponsored by Council President Merola. This is not yet drafted.
Okay. If it's not drafted, I would ask President Merola if he has any indication of when he wants it to be rescheduled.
Next meeting's fine.
Per request of the sponsor, hold this item, PCR 196-19, till the second meeting of October.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Mr. Chairman, I believe the second item is PCR 91-20, a resolution relative to the City Council meeting calendar for 2021, sponsored by Councilwoman Travis.
Yes, I saw that, and I'll.
I'd like to hold that for the next meeting, Mr. Chairman.
Fine. At the request of the sponsor, we will hold it for the next meeting.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And I don't know if there are anything else for the intergovernmental.
Mr. Chairman, that concludes the intergovernmental at 7:01 p.m.
Okay, so the meeting closes at 7:01. Thank you for the assistance.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And next up is the Public Properties Committee. Chairman Ricks, Councilman Corley, Councilman McElroy.
Everyone here?
Yes.
Present.
Okay. All right. The time is 7:02. We're now convening the City Council Committee on Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs. First up, acceptance of minutes. The first one is the acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting held on June 29th, 2020.
Move acceptance.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Second. Excuse me while I try to get these screens to cooperate. Acceptance of the committee meeting minutes from August 17th, 2020.
Move acceptance.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Next, acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting held on September 21st, 2020.
Move acceptance.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, and we have two items on the agenda. The first one is sponsored by Councilman Sinapi, is not yet drafted. PCO 30-19, ordinance involving state law regarding unutilized commercial property. Would you like this to be held to the next meeting in October?
Hold that to the November meeting, please. First one. Okay.
Let's see. Hold to November 4th on request of the sponsor. Do we have a motion?
I would move that we hold it to November 4th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Held to November 4th. And second and last, PCR 182-19, resolution regarding lease Cooper Building. Councilman Lattiser, this item is drafted and was in the binder.
Hold on November 19th. I'm sorry, October 19th.
We have a request from the sponsor to hold to October 19th. Do we have a motion?
Could I just ask a question, because I saw that we had received a note or an email from the clerk's office concerning the quick turnaround. And I didn't know if it could be pushed back. I thought it was an issue.
On the undrafted items, this is drafted. So if it's okay. Drafted, they want to hold it, that's fine.
Okay. Thank just you. Checking.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, then,
Sponsor request to date? Hold to next meeting in October. Do we have a motion?
Okay. I would move we hold it to October 19th on behalf of the sponsor.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And thus concludes the committee meeting. The time is 7:05 p.m.